The Gemara Shabbat Daf Sammikbav Sammikzayin. The Gemara over there discusses many different types of refuot, many different types of healings to different ailments, or different sigulot, different charms that the Gemara advises if people have certain problems. So the question is asked in halakha, is it permissible to follow those refuot that are written throughout Shas? Or do we say that maybe that was for those days, and for these days that we're living in now, those charms or sigulot do not have powers? This question was asked by the Maharil. The Maharil very explicitly writes the following, and I quote. He says, "Kol ha-refuot shebechol ha-talmud asur lenasot otam." He says that all these refuot and sigulot that are written throughout Shas, it is forbidden to try them. Why? He says, "De'en adam yachol la'amod al-ikaran," because it's very difficult to really understand how to do it. And there's always a lot of opinions exactly how the refuah should be done. So what is he concerned about? He says, "V'chi lo ya'alu bi'adam yil'agu v'yilaglegu al divrei hachamim." He said, when they don't work, what's going to end up happening? A guy's going to come to belittle the Talmud and say, "Oh, you see, they said this refuah, and I tried it, and it doesn't work." Meanwhile, the chasaron was not in the Talmud. The deficiency was in the guy that was trying it. He did it the wrong way. But very interestingly, the Maharil says, but there's one sigula in Shas that you can still follow today, and he says it's baduk umnuseh. He says it's tried and tested. And that's what the Gemara Shabbat says, that God forbid if somebody is choking on a certain bone. So the Gemara says to take from that bone, for example, if it's a fish bone, so you take from another fish bone. Or if it's a chicken bone, to take from a chicken bone. And the Gemara says, you take from that bone and you put it on the guy's head. And you say the following, had had nahit, bala bala nahit, had had. He said, if you say that sigula, that's the only one that would work. But all the other ones, really, one should not get involved. It's interesting to read them, that we see how Hazal knew so many things beyond the scope of halakha, that they were experts also in the different remedies, but the ma'aseh, besides that one, it's just interesting reading, but one should not try these at home.